Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Darryl Boston. Batting second, the left fielder, John Cangalosi. Batting third, the right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth, the DH, Ron Hassey. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Russ Moorman. Batting sixth, the shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting eighth, the third baseman, Dave Cochran. Batting ninth, the catcher, Ron Karkovice. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Steve Carlton. For the Oakland Athletics, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Alfredo Griffin. Batting second, the first baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting third, the left fielder, Jose Canseco. Batting fourth, the DH, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Rusty Tillman. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Mark McGuire. Batting seventh, the catcher, Mickey Tettleton. Batting eighth, the center fielder, Stan Javier. Batting ninth, the second baseman, Mike Gallego. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Rick Rodriguez. And now, play ball. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston hits a fly ball into left field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi takes first base on ball four. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez fires to first and picks off Cangalosi. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gallego scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Griffin moves to third. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco hits a pop-up towards short. Guillen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey hits a pop-up towards short. Griffin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Moorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gallego scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gallego scoops it up and throws to first, with Rodriguez covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rusty Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman strikes out. One out. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettleton takes first base on ball four. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett hits a line drive into center field. Javier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a fly ball into center field. Javier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carcoviche hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 0 for 1 in the game. Boston hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lansford scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Boston for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallego hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Griffin bunts towards the mound. Carlton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cochran fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Cangalosi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gallego scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 0 for 1 in the game. Hassey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Baines moves to third. Russ Moorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Baines scores. Hassey moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Russ Moorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorman is 0 for 1 in the game. Moorman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gallego settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 1 in the game. Guillen hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. Canseco fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Canseco. Hassey scores. Guillen moves to third. It's 2-0, White Sox. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hewlett hits a fly ball into center field. Javier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 0 for 1 in the game. Canseco takes first base on ball 4. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 1 in the game. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carlton fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Rusty Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0-for-1 in the game. Tillman hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, White Sox. Mark McGwire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGwire is 0-for-1 in the game. McGwire strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-1 in the game. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carcoviche is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Carcoviche hits a ball on the ground towards third. McGwire juggles the ball. That's an error on McGwire. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 0-for-2 in the game. Boston hits a fly ball into center field. Javier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cangalosi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gallego scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettleton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Tettleton hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0-for-1 in the game. Javier hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallego is 0-for-1 in the game. Gallego hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Griffin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gallego moves to third. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallego is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Javier. Baines reaches second base with a double. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hassey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gallego scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Baines moves to third. One out. Russ Moorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorman is 0-for-2 in the game. Moorman hits a ball on the ground towards third. McGwire fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Guillen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Canseco who is chasing the ball. Guillen reaches third base with a triple. Baines scores. It's 3-1, White Sox. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-2 in the game. Hewlett hits a line drive towards short. Griffin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lansford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Canseco hits a line drive into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-2 in the game. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cochran juggles the ball. That's an error on Cochran. Lansford moves to second. Rusty Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Tillman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mormon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tillman for the out. Lansford moves to third. Kingman moves to second. Two outs. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 0-for-2 in the game. McGuire hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lansford scores. Kingman scores. Two runs are unearned. It's White Sox, 3, Athletics, 3. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettleton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Tettleton hits a line drive into center field. That will be extra bases. Boston fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Boston. Guillen fumbles the ball. That's an error on Guillen. McGuire goes all the way around to score. Tettleton moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, Athletics. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0-for-2 in the game. Javier takes first base on ball 4. Bill Dolly now pitching. Mike Davis pinch hits for Mike Gallego. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Len Saucotton now playing second base. Mike Davis now playing right field. Dave Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-2 in the game. Cochran hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Mooneyam now pitching. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carcoviche is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carcoviche strikes out. One out. Bill Krueger now pitching. Reed Nichols pinch hits for Daryl Boston. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols takes first base on ball 4. Cochran moves to second. Ivan Calderon pinch hits for John Cangalosi. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lansford scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Calderon for the out. Cochran moves to third. Nichols moves to second. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Baines hits a pop-up towards third. McGuire settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Reed Nichols now playing center field. Ivan Calderon now playing left field. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett misplays the ball. That's an error on Hewlett. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Lansford strikes out. The throw from Karkoviche to pick off Griffin, and he's out. Two outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Canseco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett misplays the ball. That's an error on Hewlett. Canseco moves to second. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 3 in the game. Kingman is walked intentionally. Donnie Hill pinch hits for Len Sakata. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill hits a fly ball into center field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Donnie Hill now playing second base. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hassey hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McGuire settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Moorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorman is 0 for 3 in the game. Moorman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Guillen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. McGuire hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Karkoviche settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettleton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Tettleton hits a line drive towards first. Moorman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Javier hits a fly ball into left field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0 for 3 in the game. Hewlett hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McGuire settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cochran hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Williams pinch runs for Dave Cochran. Jerry Hairston pinch hits for Ron Karkoviche. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kruger fires to first and picks off Williams. Two outs. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Javier throws the ball into Hill, who tags Hairston trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.